This recession has hit older workers especially hard. About 2 million people age 55 and over are looking for jobs. That's more than double what it was at this time in 2008. NPR's Andrea Hsu traveled to central Pennsylvania to where a government-funded program is helping older workers find jobs.
See, when I look at something like this, this is peaceful.
62-year-old Dorothy Manuel is driving past cornfields and old barns in her Buick sedan. She travels these roads every day as part of her job.
I didn't think this time in my life that I would have to go back to work. I thought this was going to be a time when I would be able to just kick back and relax. But things happen.
4 years ago, Manuel's husband had to quit his job in building maintenance because of poor health. She used to groom dogs and clean houses, but a bad back and bad knees put an end to that.
Your mind says you can do anything, but your body says, no, you can't. And that's hard.
Fortunately, she now has a job that's a bit easier on the body. She's a field coordinator for Experience Works. That's a nonprofit funded by the U.S. Department of Labor to give low-income people 55 and up the skills they need to find work. The program was established by the Johnson Administration for displaced farmers. Now it helps all kinds. 4 years ago, as her money was running out, Dorothy Manuel signed up for the program and got trained. She's now working to help others, placing them in internships around the state.
United Way.
She found 59-year-old Sharon Frears a place at the United Way of Franklin County. Frears answers phones, helps with giving campaigns, and updates the office's Facebook page. For that, she gets minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, paid by the Department of Labor. No health care. It's meant to be a stepping stone toward a more permanent position. Frears had work for 30 years. She ran a business with her husband, a violin maker in upstate New York.
I thought I would be doing that for the rest of my life, yeah.
But then she got divorced. She moved to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, to be closer to her sister, applied for clerical jobs, and was turned down. She came to this conclusion.
I'm as smart as I think I am, but not as experienced as I thought I was.
Frears hopes her new computer skills will make her more attractive to employers. Field coordinator Dorothy Manuel also hopes Susan Frears finds long-term work. In the past year, only about 10 of the 75 or so people Manuel oversees have gotten jobs. Another 20 had to leave the internship program for medical reasons. An hour north, at the Perry County Literacy Council, people can take GED and computer classes, or get a reading tutor. Dorothy Manuel has placed two people here, a custodian and a receptionist. The help is welcome. In the past couple years, they've seen an influx of older folks from nearby manufacturing plants that have shut down. People like Clifford Bachman, who made automobile carpet for more than 30 years.
We made the carpet, tufted it, then we backed it. And then mold it and ship it to the car factories.
Like many at the plant, Bachman never finished high school. Still, he was making a good living, $18.50 an hour, when the plant closed in December 2008.
I was heartbroken and discouraged, and I've been there pretty much all my life since after high school and everything.
Bachman spent the past year and a half getting his GED and a commercial driver's license. He hopes for a second career in trucking.
I got about 15, 20 years ago before I retired.
Dorothy Manuel says that's typical of older workers. She wants to keep working until she dies. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.